Friends, now we'll discuss in this chapter, chapter 15, the post-merger issue. There may be merger, there may be acquisition, there may be takeover. Ultimately, the new entity is coming up. And once the new entity has come, then after merger, that entity has several problems. And these problems are called as a post-merger problems or issues. How to tackle those issues? What are the remedies that we are going to discuss after the merger is completed, that is post-merger? Let us presume that all the laws, regulations, rules, and everything is complied with. And now we are at the stage that companies has been merged, new entities formed, now new entity has to work. So our objective will be to understand the post-merger integration, its significance, then multidimensional aspects of integration, analyze the common issues, risk, challenges, and familiarize with the practical tools, framework, and strategies for the successful post-merger execution, including understanding the human and cultural dimension of the mergers. Therefore, we have to equip with the ability to design the growth strategy, governance mechanism, and measurement system to ensure the sustainable post-merger performance. With this introduction, with this objective, our presentation flow will be like this. First, we'll understand the concept of integration, post-merger integration, then issues which are involved in integration, then there are different tools used for integration, that is always post-merger, then strategy for the post-merger success, post-merger growth strategy, human side merger and acquisition, governance, risk, compliance and regulatory closeouts, measurement and benefits realization, and common failure pattern and remedies. These are some of the points which we are going to discuss now. Very meticulously, only the reference point will be mentioned here for your understanding, but for better understanding, the book reference is must. Okay? So, you know that phenomenon of merger and acquisition has emerged as a central instrument for corporate restructuring and strategic growth in contemporary business. While doing so, this deal-making business attracts the attention of investors, regulators, media, and a critical determinant of success is stage that follows the process of post-merger integration, that is PMI. PMI must be understood as a multidimensional process, which consists of the strategic alignment, operational harmonization, cultural convergence, human resource integration, and technological unification. In the emerging market, such as India, the complexity of post-merger integration is magnified by the regulatory framework, socio-cultural diversity, and sector-specific compliance requirement. So the concept of integration in merger and acquisition is, from the academic perspective, we may conceptualize across the multiple dimensions like strategic integration, structural operational integration, then cultural integration, human resource integration, technological and system integration, followed by regulatory and compliance integration. So these integrations must be completed these are several types of integration we have to post-merger, we have to do it for one company. However, while doing this integration of the different aspects, there are certain issues involved in the integration. And these issues are enumerated here. First issue is a cultural conflict. Divergent organizational culture often result into misunderstanding, mistrust, and employees' disengagement. That is a cultural conflict. This is one of the major issues in integration, post-merger integration. One company's people, another company's people, if they put together, there will be divergence of the views, misunderstanding, mistrust, employee dissatisfaction, all happens. Now, another issue is human resource misalignment. Uncertainty regarding the roles, reporting lines, and job security are the element in misalignment. That is biggest issue. Now, the risk of losing the key talent is also here. Very important. Then another issue is a technology and system incompatibility. Because target company is using one system, acquirer is using another system, the compatibility of the systems will not be there. So therefore, the merging firms often operate on different IT platform, ERP system, and data protocols. This is also another issue. Then strategic coherence. If the merging firms pursue the divergent goals, then integration becomes directionless. Then operational redundancies and the process disruptions. Overlap in supply chain, distribution network, production facility, that may lead to the inefficiencies if it is not rationalized systematically. Operational redundancies and the process disruptions. Overlaps in supply chain, disruption network, or production facility, that may lead to inefficiencies if not rationalized systematically. Regulatory and compliance challenges. They are always there, so integration is subject to scrutiny by the multiple authorities. Financial and valuation discrepancies. Post-merger, differences in the accounting practices, valuation assumptions, these are also issues. Then stakeholders' resistance. Resistance may come from the shareholders, employees, trade unions, customers, or suppliers also. So these are some of the issues which comes after the post-merger. Now, tool for integration. What are the tools used for the integration? No doubt, post-merger integration is considered as the most critical phase in determining whether the merger or acquisition achieves its intended goal or intended objective or not. The effectiveness of the integration is significantly enhanced by using the structured tools, frameworks, technology, and that enables the organization to align the operation, harmonize the culture, and ensure the compliance. These tools are not only streamline the operation process, but also serve as a mechanism to manage the human, cultural, financial, and technological complexities. These consist of integration planning and framework. The tools, this is structured planning framework for provide the clarity in terms of goals, timelines, and responsibilities. Second one is a cultural assessment instrument. Cultural clashes are one of the leading causes of merger failure. Tools which are to be used for Hofstede's cultural dimension or competing value framework help organization to identify the cultural gaps. Human resource alignment tools. HR alignment ensures the fairness, equity, and the clarity to the employees of both merging entities. Then technology and system integration platform. information technology, that is IT systems, are the backbone of the modern business. So ERP tools, tools like ERP or platform like SAP or Oracle, our customer relationship manager CRM software, a data harmonization tool enables the smooth IT integration. Then change management model. To address the resistance and build the acceptance, organizations rely on structured change management tools. There are different tools in the market like Kotter's 8-step model or Adkar's framework and Levin's change management tool guide, training and reinforcement, etc. Financial integration tool, communication platform, project management tools, then legal and compliance system tools, customer and market integration tools. There are several tools available in the market which can be used by the company. Then strategy for the post-merger success. Now, entity has to develop a strategy after merger for its success. So the post-merger strategy must be designed with the holistic perspective, balancing operational efficiencies, cultural integration, regulatory compliance, and the stakeholder expectation, which consists of, number one, clear vision document, clear vision and leadership commitment. This is compelling the post-merger vision articulate by the top leadership serves as a guiding principle for all the integration activities. Second aspect is cultural harmonization and the people-centric policy that should be in place. Third one is a structural integration roadmap should be there. There should be a robust communication strategy. So both way, transparent and consistent communication, which may reduce the uncertainty and curbs the rumors. Then retention of the key talent and the customers. Talent fight and the customer attrition are the common post-merger risk. So retention strategy may include the golden handcuff also. Next strategy will be alignment of the technology and process, financing discipline and synergy tracking, and regulatory and legal compliance are also under the roadmap. So customer-centric market strategy and continuous monitoring and adaptive learning practices should be provided to the employees. This should be in place so as to success the post-merger, for the successful post-merger. Now, post-merger growth strategy. Now, growth strategy also should be documented. Immediate post-merger efforts focus on integration and stabilization that works. But the true success of the merger is measured by the organization's ability to achieve sustained growth beyond the operational synergy. Therefore, post-merger growth strategy must therefore be forward-looking. It should be forward-looking, leveraging the combined entity's resources, market position, and capability to create long-term competitive advantage. Growth strategy should consist of market expansion strategy, which consists of geographical diversification and new customer segmentation. This should be addressed. Then, product and service diversification, innovation-driven growth, cross-industry convergence and service standardizations that must offer consistent quality and branding across the diverse portfolio strengthens the customer loyalty. Then operational and cost synergy optimization, which consists of economies of the scale, shared service outsourcing, and digital transformation. These are some of the important points that needs to be for the success post-merger strategy, growth strategy. Okay, under the growth strategy, there should be a strategic alliance and partnership. Even after consolidation growth often requires the collaboration with the third parties. joint ventures, strategic alliance, that should be maintained. Then talent development and leadership pipeline, it should be created. Customer-centric growth approach. Then there should be an integrated branding and marketing. There should be customer relationship manager, management, that is CRM platform. There should be enhanced customer experience focusing on digital engagement or omni-channel services, after sales supports ensures the retention of the expansion. Then financial growth and capital structuring. There will be debt restructuring, refinancing. For the purpose of growth, it is very important. Then reinvestment synergy and sustainable financing. These are the important aspects that one company needs to look into. Then regulatory and compliance-oriented growth. For that purpose, there should be a compliance with the competitive law, sector-specific regulations, environmental, social, and governance, that is ESG norms, has to be ensured. And next one will be the globalization and the cross-border growth. Post-merger entity may leverage enhanced capability to expand it internationally also. So that should be also addressed in the growth strategy. Sustainability and ESG-driven growth. Modern post-merger growth strategy increasingly incorporate the sustainability. Now, human side of the merger and acquisition. Human side of merger and acquisition integration is very essentially and very essential. And number one is a cultural integration, where there will be a clash of organizational culture. Number two will be creating the shared culture. Number three will be leadership role. This should be addressed as far as HRM is concerned. Then communication transparency, importance of the clear messaging. Two-way channel should be kept, not one way, from employee side, from management side. Then timely updates for each and every event happened in the company, that should be made aware to all the employees and stakeholders. Then employee engagement and the motivation. There should be a policy for the employee retention. Motivational factors, aligning incentives, incentive at what time incentives are provided, benefits are given to the employees, their performance management system, avoid the perception and inequality. So these are the things required to be undertaken under employee engagement and motivation. Trust and psychological safety. Trust and psychological, building trust with the client, with the employee, is definitely, it is one of the greatest issue in the merger. So the fair policies, ethical practices, and visible leadership commitment rebuild the employee confidence. Psychological safety is that creating an environment where employee feels secure to take a risk, ask questions, and innovate the crucial and post-merger adaptability. Then leadership and change management. There should be a visionary leadership. There should be change champions. There should be managing resistance. HR integration consists of workforce alignment, HR technology, and reskilling, redeployment, reskilling and redeployment. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. These considerations are very important post-merger. So inclusive practices consist of diversity must not be diluted in a merged entity. Instead, it should be leveraged for innovation and creativity. Gender and cultural sensitivity, sensitivity, especially in the multinational mergers involving India, sensitivity to gender roles, regional practices, and cross-cultural communication is essential. Well-being and mental health. Addressing a stress anxiety, work-life balance should be maintained, and that should be conveyed to all all the employees. Then governance, risk compliance, and regulatory closeout. This is very important as far as India is concerned, because regulatory environment for merger and acquisition is a complex, involving multiple statutory authorities, securities, SEBI, CCI, NCLT, MCA, etc. And the success of merger and acquisition is not only contingent upon the operational and cultural integration, but also on the robustness of governance framework, risk management system, and regulatory compliance mechanism. Therefore, ensuring this, there should be a governance framework in post-merger phase, which consists of board reconstitution, corporate governance codes, transparency and disclosures, risk management and post-merger context, integration risk, financial risk, cybersecurity and data privacy risk, reputational risks that should be addressed. Another risk is the compliance requirement in India. Not risk, but requirement is compliance requirement in India. There are various laws and law enforcing authorities that should be complied with. Company law, 2013. Then securities law, that is SEBI. Competition law, 2002. Then Foreign Exchange Management Act, 1999. Taxation. Then labor and employment laws. Thereafter, the regulatory closeout process. NCLT approval. Approval is given, but whether it is done or not, completion of the merger amalgamation scheme requires NCLT orders, which must be filed with the Register of Companies. Then stamp duty and valuation that needs to be paid. Delisting or listing that needs to be looked into. RBI filing for the cross-border mergers. Post-deal audit certification. These are the post-merger requirement, compliance requirement. And best practice for GRC closeout of Indian merger is that integrated compliance calendar should be maintained. Legal and regulatory audits must be carried out. Whistleblower and ethics program must be implemented. Technology-enabled GRC system should be implemented. And finally, the measurement and the benefit realization. One of the most critical aspect of the post-merger integration is systematic measurement of the outcome and realization of the projected benefit. While the strategic rationale is such as revenue growth, it costs synergy, market expansion, technology acquisition, often derive so many mergers and acquisitions, many transactions fail to deliver and intended the value due to inadequate mechanism for tracking their performance and ensuring accountability. Therefore, in post-merger measurement and benefits and realization, therefore, it is not merely an operational activity but an essential element of merger and acquisition governance and strategic execution. The need for measurement consists of accountability, transparency, early warning system, and continuous learning. Then second point is the key dimension of the benefit realization. There will be a financial benefit, there will be operational benefit. Strategic benefit will also be there, and intangible benefits are also will be there. That should be distributed and recognized at appropriate time. The framework for measurement of the tracking, the key performance indicator, that is KPI, should be there right from the day one of the company's formation. Then balanced scorecard approach that should be measuring performance of the employees that should be in place, and synergy and tracking tool. Companies increasingly use these technology enabled dashboards to track the cost and revenue synergies in real time. Then milestone based tracking should be there. Governance of the benefit realization, that is benefit realization office, that is BRO, some large organization establishes the dedicated unit to track the synergy capture and integration risk and reporting also. So board oversight and independent validation are also two important points after the merger. Common failure patterns on remedies. There are no doubt there is some companies are failed. Now, the company should understand, new company should understand why other companies are failed. And based on that, they should frame their strategy. Why and the failure pattern in post-merger integration, why companies have failed. Some of the aspects of the failure of the company is like overestimation of synergies. Overestimation, that may be the pattern may be unrealistic and result is coming out of the pressure. That's the reason. That is why there was an overestimation. Then there will be cultural misalignment also. There will be also pattern of ignoring and result may be low moral. Then poor communication pattern and result will be rumors and uncertainty. Then leadership conflict. Then inadequate integration planning. Then technology and system incompatibility. These are some of the patterns and the result is the company is not performing well or there will be a failure of a failure of merger or acquisition. Now, regulatory and compliance oversight. Here, the pattern usually is neglecting the legal and statutory obligation. Result will cause into the penalty, litigation and reputational damage. There may also the short terminism in execution. Focus on immediate cost cutting rather than building a long-term strategy capability. Result will be erosion of innovation and customer trust and growth potential. Neglect the human factor. Failure of the benefit tracking. These are the reason why the merger and acquisition fails. Now, what are the remedies for the best practices to avoid all these things? What company should do? Company should have a realistic synergy assessment, cultural due diligence and integration, robust communication strategy, clear leadership and governance structure, detailed integration roadmap, technology harmonization, regulatory and compliance alignment, balanced focus on the short and long term, and employee-centric policies. Strong benefit realization framework should be in place for the benefit of the company to survive longer. With this, we conclude our discussion. Thank you very much.